Hey, welcome to the Be Daring Podcast. How do you heal from the struggles of life while at the same time creating an amazing life that you love? My name's Lindsay McFarlane, and I'm here to help you learn how to heal from pain, find your identity, love yourself, and create an amazing new life that you will love. Are you ready to be daring? Let's do this. Hey, everybody. We are still stuck in a heat wave. It's been over 100 degrees for a couple weeks, and I am ready for fall. I know it's coming, but today we're going to talk about self-doubt and being enough and kind of how those two are linked. Immediately when I think of self-doubt, I think of times when I've doubted myself or my ability to do something, right? It's usually comes from that place of the fear of failure or looking dumb in front of people or people seeing that we failed, right? We doubt ourselves. I was thinking back about the first time that I ran a race. Maybe not the first time. I know I had done some 5Ks, but I was going to do a Ragnar. This was, I don't know, 13 years ago or something. But I had never done a Ragnar. I just heard about them, right? And Ragnars are the races that everyone has three legs to the race. And I can't remember how many miles they usually are. There are a lot of miles altogether. But you run your leg, you pass off your bracelet, the next person goes and goes and goes until you finish the whole race. And it goes through the night. The hardest part of the race is not only the running, but just like the physical fatigue and mental, because you're up all night. But I can remember training for this race and not knowing what I was in for, right? I was trying to train and do all the things that I should, but being super nervous and doubting myself, thinking like every person there is going to be this crazy great runner. And, you know, my mind just went crazy with the story. But as I trained and then as I did the race, I did it with fear that first time, I realized I can do this. It is something that I can do. I'm totally capable of it. I can finish the race. And even though I had that self-doubt, I was still able to kind of push through it and do it anyway. And failure, you know, when we do fail, it hurts. There's a sting there, right? Like, it's hard to fail. I don't even like to use the word fail, and I use it because I feel like failure really is just growth. It's redirection. But I use the word failure just because everyone understands it. But it really is one of the best ways to grow. So I feel like failure just teaches us a new way to do something or a different way. It opens our mind to more creativity to solve something. And a lot of this, I know many of you have probably heard these terms, but it has to do with a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. And when I was teaching school, I didn't always teach this that much, but I would teach concepts of it to the kids and I would watch it in them all day. I could tell you exactly all of the students that had a growth mindset and exactly all of the students that had a fixed mindset. So a growth mindset thrives on challenge. They don't see failure they don't take it personally. They immediately, if they fail at something or get something wrong, they want to know like, okay, what did I do wrong? Can I fix that? And then they quickly, you know, fix the problem and learn from it and move on. They don't dwell on it. They don't sit in it. And they keep moving on and learning. A growth mindset also has, they believe that like your talents and intelligence can be developed. They're not just set in stone, like, oh, this person was just born and they can run a mile so fast. They actually, when you have a growth mindset, you believe that you can train and run a mile too. Of course, some of our talents are naturally stronger or not, but that growth mindset allows us to grow and develop. And it's a belief that I can do that. I actually can learn and grow. Even if I'm not the best at it, I can learn to do something. So the fixed mindset is very black and white in thinking. It's the complete opposite of growth mindset. Most of us are going to fall in the middle here. But a fixed mindset, you're trying to hide your flaws. You don't want anyone to know that you got that problem wrong on your test or that you know, whatever you did wrong. You don't want it to see. You hide everything. You think that like talents are fixed. People just have that talent. There's no way that I could do it. You avoid anything challenging. You just stay, you know, where at your comfort level. You ignore people's feedback. So you might take any type of feedback as criticism. You're taking it and like making it about your worth rather than what can I fix? How can I grow? Looking at it as an opportunity. That feedback is ignored. So you're also, when you're in a fixed mindset, you're threatened by others' success. It's almost like there's not enough to go around. So only either I can have success or you can have success. We both can't, right? That's a very fixed black and white way of thinking. And then they defined failure as something personal. They take it very personally rather than just looking at it as, oh, I didn't do that right. Shoot, how do I fix that? How can I learn and just move on to the next thing, right? And I think of like all the scientists and inventors in the world. I mean, they have got to have massive growth mindsets because I don't even know that there's like so many different inventions in this world. And you know that they didn't just invent it. It had to be done over and over and over and tested and all of the different things. And so I imagine most inventors, entrepreneurs, creative minds really have to have that growth mindset. And we want to try to learn to have a growth mindset. If you are more naturally in a fixed mindset, that's okay. You learn and you kind of change those pathways in your brain to start thinking more openly about growth. And you'll find that you'll stop doubting yourself as much. It'll still be there, but you're going to find new ways to grow from it. I know as I've gotten older, I am way more in a growth mindset than when I was younger. I think when I was younger, I did have this false idea that, oh, just certain people could do this. And I don't think I could, right? Like I labeled myself in a lot of ways, thinking back, you know, like I was very into dance. And so I took all kinds of dance, you know, that was a natural thing for me that I just felt like I loved it. I took to it. And so I was just like, oh, I think I'm a dancer. I'm not into sports. But little did I know as I got older, I'm like, actually, I am pretty coordinated. I can like catch a ball and kick it and run. And like, I think I'm athletic too. And it took me a long time to get to that point to understand that I'm not just this. I can be both, right? And maybe I'm not going to be an Olympic athlete ever in my life, but I do have the capability to jump in a sport and just play for fun, right? And I wouldn't do that with a fixed mindset, like, oh no, that's just not what I do type of thing. And so opening ourselves up to these opportunities opens ourselves up to giving up that self-doubt and realizing that we are enough and that, yeah, maybe I'm not going to be like the mathematician or the inventor that comes up with electricity or whatever, but maybe I am. Like, who knows, you know? If you practiced and tried and did your best, you could exceed what you think you can do. And one of the biggest pieces of this is accepting yourself exactly where you're at and knowing that you can grow and develop these certain traits or talents or pieces of your personality. I hate sometimes that we label our personalities because we are such like the human brain and psychology is just crazy to me. I could study it forever, but I just think like there are certain things about us that are innate, but our personality is very dynamic, right? Like there might be one day where we're very funny and the next day we're sad. And so it's hard to just label who we are and our personality. And needless to say, I am totally one of those people that takes all the personality tests and loves it and dives deep. But I also know that that's not just who I am, right? But as you start to overcome this self-doubt and get into a growth mindset, that self-acceptance piece is so huge. Sometimes we think if we accept like the parts of us that we don't like, that we think we're going to be like lazy or complacent and like, oh, I shouldn't accept that. I've got to fix it. Well, you're not going to actually progress and fix that until you just accept it for what it is. Like, a great example would be sometimes in the mornings, it takes me about an hour to wake up. Like, I don't know what it is in me. My body just doesn't wake up. And I have some of the people in our family like wake up and they are full of energy and happiness. And it takes me about an hour. And I have never liked that about me. But you know what? In the past couple years, I've just gotten to a place where I'm like, it's okay. You know, it's okay that it takes me about an hour, 45 minutes to really feel like I'm awake. And that's okay. It's not like I'm being mean to people around me or anything. It just takes a little bit for me to get moving and going. And that is something that I have accepted. And when I'm able to like wake up faster and just be more engaged with everything around me, then I do that. You know, I work to improve these things, but until you accept it, it's hard to work and move forward. So by accepting who you are, that doesn't mean you're going to be lazy or complacent. That means you're giving yourself an opportunity to look at yourself in a way that is loving and compassionate and being like, okay, I want to work on this. And then move forward from there. So, okay. So yeah, growth mindset, you're thriving on challenge. You don't take failure personally. You're developing your abilities and talents. And the fixed mindset's the opposite, right? You're hiding your flaws. You think that talent is fixed and you avoid challenges and you take those failures as personal, and that you're not enough. And so when we can start to drop some of those fixed mindset things and grow into the growth mindset, you will find that you have so much less self-doubt. So hope you guys have a great week, and I hope you are not dying of heat wherever you're at. I cannot wait for next week. By the weekend, I think we have rain here, and I'm kind of excited. Anyway, hope you're having a great week, and you can find me on Instagram, LindsayMcFarlandCoaching_. My website is lindsaymcfarland.org. And if you've ever thought about needing or wanting a life coach. I coach women. We coach a lot about relationships and self-worth. And lots of other things always come into play too. Those are the two big ones though. Have a great week, guys.